Land Acknowledgements by Michael Peaver, published on November 30, 2021, Colorado Virtual Library. A land acknowledgement is a statement that recognizes the history of colonization and the original occupation of land by Indigenous peoples in a geographic location. Usually given at the start of an event, it describes and acknowledges the historical ownership of the land where the event is taking place. Sometimes they also acknowledge the genocide and/or displacement suffered by Indigenous people in that area. This practice is becoming a common way to open gatherings such as conferences, sporting events, and concerts, but land acknowledgements in one form or another have been in existence for centuries. The practice of formal land acknowledgements is more common in Canada, but U.S. institutions have increasingly begun to include them as part of their official events or in online statements. There are many reasons for doing land acknowledgements, from combating the erasure of Indigenous Native people through the raising of public consciousness, to encouraging the audience to think critically about place and colonization. Although the basic idea behind them is generally well-intentioned, we should be honest and open about historical truths. Land acknowledgements are not universally accepted as a positive thing. There are those who dismiss them as just another woke initiative. And on the other hand, there are concerns from the living descendants of the people these statements purportedly acknowledge. For example, a land acknowledgement can be harmful or offensive if done poorly. Quote, "Particularly when they perpetrate misunderstandings of Indigenous identities, land acknowledgements done wrong are heard by Indigenous peoples as a final blow, a definitive apocalyptic vision of a world in which Indigenous sovereignty and land rights will not be recognized and will be claimed never to have really existed." The Conversation, end quote. We have hit upon the problem of intent versus impact, a common topic in equity, diversity, and inclusion thinking. This problem raises a basic question that is often overlooked in everyday life. What if you intend no harm in your actions or speech, but do harm despite your intentions? With a land acknowledgement, the importance of its impact outweighs the importance of one's intent. If a land acknowledgement isn't carefully considered and accurate, it will do more harm than good. Quote, "After all, in the end, what does the intent of our action really matter if our actions have the impact of furthering the marginalization or oppression of those around us?" End quote. Everyday Feminism. Another concern is that land acknowledgments can be too general or simply inaccurate. The internet abounds with resources, but not all of them are created equal. Instead of doing a quick search and copying and pasting from the first result, Tatalia Michelle Nahani suggests making your land acknowledgement meaningful by genuinely engaging with the subject and knowing what you're talking about. Quote, "I don't tell people which word to use, but I ask them to consider each word critically. I want people to be able to back up what they're saying, truly believe in it, and be ready to answer the question when someone criticizes you." End quote. Another issue is the performative nature of these statements. Institutions and individuals wish to give the impression of acknowledging past harms without mentioning the legacy of those harms or the current marginalization that Indigenous people face, while not committing to any restorative measures. If a land acknowledgement focuses purely on the past, it can ring hollow or disingenuous. Quote, "A tool of colonialism is to keep us in the past tense," says Nahani. To speak about your territorial acknowledgement in the past tense continues that dominant narrative. End quote. CBC. Those are some of the negatives, but these negatives are not about land acknowledgements per se, but the people and institutions using them to check a box and avoid any real work or commitment. A land acknowledgement is just one way of honoring the traditional inhabitants of a region, but it's not the only way. It's important to emphasize that every well-thought-out acknowledgement will be, or should be, different from place to place, as Indigenous people consist of many different tribes and nations, all with their own specific histories and identities. Quote, when people ask for guidance in making land acknowledgments, we suggest reaching out directly to local Indigenous communities and to Native nations forcibly removed from the area in the past to ask how they want to be recognized. Making a land acknowledgement should be motivated by genuine respect and support for Native peoples. Speaking and hearing words of recognition is an important step in creating collaborative, accountable, continuous, and respectful relationships with Indigenous nations and communities. End quote. National Museum of the American Indian. Although going direct to the local Indigenous communities is better than not including them at all, better still is doing your own homework. But where to begin? The Native Governance Centers offer a guide to Indigenous land acknowledgement, and it's packed with good advice. Quote, build real, authentic relationships with Indigenous people. In addition to normal employment and family obligations, Indigenous people are working to heal their traumas, learn their languages, and support their nations. If you reach out for help, lead the conversation by asking an Indigenous person what you can do for them. Chances are they're likely overworked and could use your help. Compensate Indigenous people for their emotional labor. If you do plan to reach out to an Indigenous person or community for help, compensate them fairly. Too often, Indigenous people are asked to perform emotional labor for free. End quote. Finally, consider land acknowledgments as a starting point and not the end in themselves. Quote, land acknowledgement alone is not enough. It's merely a starting point. Ask yourself, how do I plan to take action to support Indigenous communities? End quote.